two words describe Ephesus: prominent and obsessed. The city was prominent because of its location along major highways, its commercial prosperity, and its large population of about 250,000 people. It also had impressive buildings, including the Roman governor's office. Ephesus was prominent, and Ephesus was a city obsessed. It was obsessed with the supernatural, especially the power of evil spirits that could make life miserable. The city was filled with magicians, psychics, and astrologers. The people tried anything that would defeat the enemy and guarantee a successful life. Prominent and obsessed are both related to power. For the Ephesians, life was all about power. Who or what had the most power? And their identity came from their power sources. Then God introduced them to Jesus Christ through Paul. They soon found out that their own treasure chests were worthless compared to what God offered them. Here we are, 2,000 years later. We humans are still fascinated by treasure seeking. Look at all the TV shows about seeking treasure under the sea, in caves, and buried deep in the earth. We also have our personal treasure chests. I'm not talking about our keepsakes here. I'm talking about what we consider vitally important. And we seek to fill our treasure chests with whatever will make us successful in life. Our culture in this age of reason is drawn to supernatural power, though not necessarily God's power. As a culture, and really as humans everywhere, we seek anything that will satisfy the spiritual hunger in our souls and guarantee successful living. God intended that hunger to be filled with Himself. Yet instead of relying on God, we shop around at different sources to see what we want to put in our treasure chest. Will it work to make me lucky, or solve my problem, or make my soul happy? Where is your treasure chest? What's in it? What are you relying on for success in your life? Everything that we already have in Christ is more powerful and more valuable for successful living than any of those substitutes. The problem is this: we have to recognize that substitute treasure is worthless.